Hey everyone, I'm Megan Shudark and this is Living Successfully Unemployed. Thank you for tuning into my podcast today. Today I'm going to be talking about something pretty important that I definitely had to do to get to my steps to living successfully unemployed, and that is ridding yourself and your environment of negativity. This is a huge, huge thing that kind of goes hand in hand with mindset. It's something that you have to do to be able to become successful. Because if you have negativity around you or a negative environment, a negative group of friends, you're definitely going to start feeding off that negativity. It's just human nature. So you definitely have to take a step and rid yourself of negativity to get to that next successful level. So the first thing to think about are toxic people. The toxic people around you in your Facebook, in your social media, in your life. And you basically have to decide whether a person's toxic or not to determine whether you need to rid yourself of them or keep them around. So things I looked for when I first started was people who spread negativity. That's all they talk about is negativity. People who criticize you all the time. Of course, constructive criticism is a key to becoming successful, but somebody who criticizes you all the time on every little thing, those are negative people. People who waste your time. This one drives me bananas. People who waste your time. People who are jealous. People who play the victim card. Guys, if you have people who are just constantly complaining about their life, don't make the changes, don't want to hear anything, don't want to try anything, those are negative people who play the victim card. People who don't care. People who are self-centered, who just care about themselves and nothing else, and people who are constantly disappointing you. These are the type of toxic people that you have got to rid yourself. You've got to get rid of them and get them out of your circle. Now, the hard thing to think about is sometimes this can be friends. These can be close acquaintances. These can be very close friends. This can even be family. And it may hurt some relationships. It may hurt people's feelings. But you have to look at it as their opinions don't pay your bills. You do. That's the biggest quote that I have constantly had to live by is, I used to always worry about what people would think, what people were saying, how it would affect them. But in all reality, their opinions don't pay my bills. I'm the only one that pays my bills. So yeah, sometimes I had to delete family from my social media. I had to stop talking to friends or hanging out with them so much because they were just so negative. You don't have to completely rid them of your life, but you just spend less time with them because the more you're around these types of people, the more you're going to feed on it. If you're constantly being fed something, you're going to start believing it. So you definitely have to rid yourself of this negativity and these types of toxic people. Another big one that comes up is a negative spouse. We all have been there, I'm sure. So if you have a spouse and they're just really negative or down on you, they're criticizing you, they just don't get why you're doing what you're doing. Especially in network marketing or starting a new business adventure, you basically have to create a business plan. Like you're going to get a loan. You're going to have to explain to your spouse why it's so important to you, what your plan is. Show them that you're serious. You're going to have to explain all the pros to them. You're going to have some cons. Of course, you're going to have to spend more time away from the family. You're going to have to spend more time on working your business, etc. But you have to be able to explain these things to them. Show them this plan through your eyes. Explain the importance of this to them. Whether it's you just want to have more time freedom. You want to be able to have your own spending money. You want to be able to provide for the family and have them come home. Whatever it may be, explain the importance of why you're doing what you're doing. Ask them for their support. If you explain to them why it's so important to you and that you really need their support to make it successful, explain that to them. And then you have to prove it. You can't just ask for it and then tell them all these things. You have to put it into action and you have to show them that you're serious. If they see you just doing something as a hobby, they're going to treat it as a hobby. They're going to harp on you for spending time on your phone. They're going to harp on you for spending time away from the family. But if you show them that you're serious and that this is a serious business, they're definitely going to back you and support you if they love you. The next thing is you got to get those broke, negative mind people that are not, those are not the kind of people that you want as a customer or as a teammate, because you don't want them as a customer because they're going to find something that they don't like about your products, and they're going to either rag on them, buy and then return, and just not be good for you. And of course, somebody who's broke and negative mind, you definitely don't want those kind of people on your team, because those are the people who are going to physically and mentally drain you and get you burned out really quickly in your business. So you got to upgrade your circle of influence. When I first started, I really didn't know what a circle of influence was. So I, being the investigator, went on to Google and I searched circle of influence. And basically what it told me is the people who have the strongest impact on your life, the people that surround you, the people you go to ask for decisions, the people you go to ask for tips, tricks, all these types of things, those are your circle of influencers. And you want to make sure that those, that circle of influence is filled with positive people. People who are going to make you upgrade your success. People who are going to make you upgrade your mindset. People who are going to make you upgrade your game. If you have people who are, you know, comfortable with where they're at, they're not constantly breaking the mold, breaking their comfort zones, those are not types of people that you want in your influence circle. Of course, you're going to keep those people around because if they're comfortable, then that's great. But you want to constantly be upgrading your circle of influence to people who are going to make you work for your goals, who are going to make you want your goals and make you work for your goals. So in all, you have to basically take a few minutes, think about the people that are around you, friends, family, influencers. Think about the people who are negative, that are toxic, and rid them of your life. Of course, if it's friends or family, you can't just give them the axe, but you can explain to them, hey, I'm starting a new business adventure and I'm not going to be able to spend much time with you. And if they're your real friends, they'll understand. I'm sure if they're a negative person, they're going to give you some slack, but you just have to let it go in one ear and out the other. In the network marketing industry, it is a huge stigmatized industry. There's so many negative things about it. It's just not even funny. So you have to know how to have thick skin and let it roll off your back. And that's why we have a delete and block button on our social media, so we can rid ourselves of those types of people. So I hope these tips helped you. If you love this, if you love this channel, be sure to leave me a review so I can keep staying relevant, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening, guys. Bye.